Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
In Scripture, we learn that there is a certain way in prayer that moves God's heart and moves Him to respond. For example, in Luke chapter 18, there is the account of the Pharisee and the publican, who were both praying, and the Lord made it clear that the publican's prayer had been heard because the publican saw his own need and in humility cried out to God. The publican's prayer moved God's heart. And we see in Daniel chapter 9 that Daniel's prayer also moved God's heart. His prayer got God's attention and moved his heart to respond because Daniel was praying with repentance, with humility, and brokenness. Daniel knew full well how needy he was, and he knew how needy God's people were. So it was easy for him to pray with brokenness and humility. As our eyes are open to our personal spiritual need and the needs of our nation, our prayers will become prayers that come from the depth of our heart, and God will respond. America has an urgent need. That need is that our nation needs a move of God. Things may be improving naturally speaking, but what about spiritually? Here in America, in some schools, our children are now being taught from kindergarten on that they can decide what gender they are. Our children are perishing in the doctrine of devils. And 50% of online data in Northern Virginia now is pornographic. Pornography is destroying this generation. And some states are pushing to legalize abortion up to 9 months. People are okay with murdering babies. That is why our nation needs a move of God. Our nation needs those who are crying out from the depth of their heart, moving God's heart to respond so that we are saved. So our nation is saved. We need to have people like Jeremiah who feel the acute pain within them to such a degree that like Jeremiah, their tears run down like water as they are crying out to God for him to save. Our prayers have been making a difference. Our prayers have been making a difference in our nation for sure. But as our prayers deepen, they will be even more effective. God is moving in many ways, but we need His Spirit to be poured out in wonderful and powerful ways. The Lord tells us what we can do to bring this about. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, the Lord tells us to turn to Him with all our heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. He said, "Rend your heart, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God." He also said in chapter 2, "Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar, saying, 'Spare your people, O Lord, and give not your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them.'" This is a prayer that comes out of the depth of a needy heart, and it is a prayer that moves God to respond. In the book, Kneeling, We Triumph, there is a chapter titled, "When Prayer is a Cry." And it says, "When men care enough to cry, God heeds their request and answers their prayer. Crying suggests earnestness. To be earnest is to be wholehearted. It is to aim at the one goal which, if one misses, he loses everything. Crying also suggests desperation. The Lord Himself offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him, and he was heard." The book continues, "Why do we not cry unto God? Are our desires too weak? Are we ashamed to seem desperate? There's a sob in the heart of God, and the eyes of men around the world flow with tears, tears which arise because of broken hearts, empty dreams, futile quests, unfulfilled hopes. Earth has no balm for the wounds of men. Only those that weep can reach that land beyond tears. And only those who go forth weeping, bearing precious seed, will come to glory with rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with them. Samuel Chadwick once said, "Prayer is not a collection of balanced phrases. It is the pouring out of the soul." What are prayers if the heart be not ablaze? They are the battles of the soul. In them, men wrestle with principalities and powers. The prayer that prevails is not the work of lips and fingertips. It is the cry of a broken heart and the travail of a stricken soul. Joel chapter 2, verse 17 tells us what God will do if we humble ourselves and cry out to Him. It says, "Then the Lord will be zealous for His land and pity His people. He will send new wine and new oil. He will restore the years that the locust has eaten. He will pour out His Spirit on all flesh." Today, we need God to pity His people. We need our nation to be restored to where we are following after righteousness. Today, we need His Spirit to be poured out upon our churches, upon our families, upon our nation. Then our nation will be saved. I want to finish this podcast reading a poem of a person of prayer. The poem reads, "Stir us, O Lord, till prayer is pain, till prayer is joy, till prayer turns into praise. Stir us till heart and will and mind, yes, all is wholly thine to use through all the days. Stir till we learn to pray exceedingly. Stir till we learn to wait expectantly." Please join me to pray. Lord, we turn our eyes upon You, and we ask that You would indeed stir us, Lord, until our prayers become prayers of humility, of repentance, that we would do as You've called us to do, to rend our hearts, to turn to You with fasting, with weeping. May the prayers of our heart come from the depth of our hearts, that our cry would move You to respond, Lord. Our nation needs You. Our families need You. Our churches need You more than ever. So we ask that You would stir us, stir everyone on this podcast who is listening, and stir Your people across this land, that we would be found truly crying out to You with all that is within us, until we see You show Your power, until we see You show Your glory once again in our nation. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.